Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. I'm with my sister Naomi.
Hi guys.
And it's me, SJ Strum. You'll know me from YouTube, but I do baby name lists for inspiration for the last 4 years. The community is about 150,000 with a million visits a month to Pinterest. So we know people are trying to find names. So this is how we're going to answer you individually by setting up the podcast consultancy, answering all your dilemmas. So these have been sent in by you guys. If you want to get involved, Baby Name Envy on Instagram is the place to DM us. And that's that. Let's go.
You're some dilemmas. Are you exhausted already with your intro? Well, I am so excited about my revelation to tell you this week. Honestly, I'm beaming. And I also wouldn't tell you because usually we debrief before we record. And I went, no, I'm not telling you. So I have been busy urban dictionarying, if that is a word, our names. And it is just, are you ready for mine? Let's just start with mine because it's urban hilarious.
Is this made up by people, isn't it? Because I sometimes get these answers when I'm doing research.
Oh, to be honest, that's already just pissed on my fireworks because I thought it was factual. And I am absolutely thrilled at mine. Are you ready?
Naomi.
So you have to tell me if you think that this is like me or not. And obviously, if you say no, I will be a bit gutted. Ready?
Oh, sign me up.
Naomi, this is a woman you can trust, extremely smart. She will give you all of her heart if you are lucky. And Naomi is strong, funny, normally very much creature of habit. She is spiritual in part due to her name being in the Bible. You can go to her for great advice on just about anything, and she can be honest to a fault. If you ask her opinion, she will give it to you. They say Naomi women are intuitive. She has an inner and outer sexiness about her.
Oh my God.
And if you get a Naomi in her mid to late 30s and older, thank God, she will be the best loving partner you can ever have. Something about how she learns and takes that with her, not afraid to try new things. She gives as good as she gets and then some. I am through it. I hope Lee isn't listening to this because he's not allowed to veto it.
I think Lee wrote it.
She is extremely loyal to all her friends and her partner in life. One of the most caring, sweet, hardworking, honest women you will ever meet will be a Naomi. If you can get one, keep her. She is the kind of girl to take to meet your parents. She is the marrying kind. Can you believe my joy when I stumbled across this little nugget?
Well, I can see why you wanted to start with that.
Well, we could end on it again if you like to as well. Well, I'll roll on to Sarah Jane.
No, let me say, I think there were some real, I mean, I can't talk for the sexiness, to be fair, with my sister, but I think that, yeah, I think you are hardworking.
Hard work. Loving to a fault. There were some other things you could have picked on there, SJ. Well, I'm going to tell you yours because I don't think you'll be disappointed. Sarah Jane.
Oh, right.
A queen. The best name out there. Has a lot of talent. End of.
Is that it?
That is it. However, if your name was spelt without the Y, so if you were Sarah Jane, J-A-N-E, a very smart, intelligent girl and very independent, true. Unique and great and extremely talented. True. Very
nice
friendly
today.
And welcoming and will care for you. True. Sarah Jane is helpful and will always be there for you if you care for her.
Wow.
What do you think to that? I mean, not as gushing as the other one, Naomi.
Not as gushing as a Naomi, but I'm happy with that. I mean, talented, kind, helpful,
queen.
All the favorite words I could have uploaded about myself. That is hilarious. I did not know there was an urban dictionary for name meanings.
Do you want to read your husband's one? Because I did it for both our husbands and our firstborns because they're good. Okay.
Then.
Henrik, just another word for God. Also means almighty and is often used in sentences where other people describe how someone is supreme to others.
What?
Oh, can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. I'm always like, oh, that's just so Henrik when I just mean it's better.
Now, there's another bit on this. And I'm trying to avoid it because I can't say it. So I'm going to have to spell it, guys. Sorry. But I think it says also used as a counter word against per stay. So STIAN, which is the most gay word name in the universe.
Oh my goodness.
That.
Someone has had a lot of fun writing these. I think that Henry would be thrilled. And we have got a birth announcement this week. It was my favourite birth announcement, baby Henrik.
There's so much fun to look up. Yeah, you did. It was lush. I loved it. Lee, his one is lovely and long and beautiful like Naomi, so I won't read it all. But I did it for Frederick and Summer, and they really are quite lovely for our children. So a really good fun way. So not only have we got the podcast, the baby books, the internet, every way of looking for a name, you also have now got to go and double check it on Urban Dictionary.
On Urban Dictionary, what people think. I'm going to go in and change mine. I wonder if it can be user uploaded.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Talented queen is just not good enough. It's just not Henrik.
It's not Henrik. Oh, my goodness.
Queen and king of the baby name land. Well,
it leads us nicely into the first dilemma because someone is asking what their name means.
I know it's a bit of an unusual dilemma. So we've got loads coming up and they're all kind of themed around meanings because that was all the clue you would give me while you were just reading about yourself in so much joy. I didn't want to interrupt that big smile on your face. But yeah, we've got somebody who's desperate to know what their own name means. I've also got somebody who is really struggling to bring their grandfather's name into her unborn daughter's name. So that's been really interesting. Urgent. She's been rushed into hospital. I think she sent this from her iPhone in hospital. Baby having an early delivery and she wants a total name pivot. And then fifth baby name. Oh, I'm excited.
There's some good ones. Right. Desperate to know what my name means. I've heard about you from a podcast and I thought I would reach out. My name is Yanisa P. Rodriguez, isn't it?
Yes, Yanitza P. Rodriguez.
sorry. For the past years, I've been trying to do research on my name, but I've gotten conflicting information. I haven't had any luck trying to figure out what my name means. Would you be able to help me find the meaning? Thanks for your time, Yanni. Wow.
No.
Okay.
Well, I did. So I went to Urban Dictionary. Yeah. And you're a queen, Yanni. We're all queens today. Give it out the title. So I had a look into it. And it really is pretty empty. It doesn't come up so often. So I've gone right back and I've come up with what is the most prominent area of the name, because with their last name being Rodriguez, it doesn't come up as much in those Latin names, but you can trace it back. Jan has a couple of lovely meanings. So the beginning of it is, yeah, I don't know if she would say Janitza or Janitza, and it's the Y-A-N-I-T-Z-A. So Yan is mainly used in Chinese origin, particularly. So if you go right back, Yan is a primarily female name in China that means pretty colors or the swallow bird. So actually a really beautiful meaning. And it came up so often there. I think that is the largest meaning that I can find culturally for Yan. And then also it comes up as Yang, like yin and yang.
Yes, of course.
Which is really interesting, which is the philosophy. And then the yang symbolizes positivity and light. So actually really lovely. And I think when you've got an unusual name, it could have just been made up or found somewhere. So looking at the individual components is how I've approached it. And then Itza at the end, what's really fascinating, we just take Itza, it means rainbow lady.
So wow.
Both parts of the name in pretty colours and rainbow and light. So actually it was a pretty beautiful meaning.
Really beautiful name.
Yes, I think if I was going to create the name meaning from those parts, I would say bird of rainbows, because she's got bird in the yan, she's got the rainbow and the pretty colours, and take that as your Janitza name meaning, because those are the roots of two words put together. And aren't they beautiful? Gosh.
Really,
I like the name.
Yeah, I like it. You could go and start it this afternoon. Now I know that people upload it themselves. I'm gutted, to be fair. I thought it was.
What did you think that it was like?
If hours, that's what my name meant. I was like, look at me.
Well, that there's like a panel of experts. Well, that would be just you and me, basically. We're probably the only people who call ourselves Beyblade experts. No, yeah. I think they're user submitted, but they are funny because they do pop up when I'm searching and I'm like, is this real? But yeah, what do you think of Janitza? I think that's the only way to do it, Janitza. And I hope you like it. And I would say when people ask you now, I would explain the two parts, positivity, light, beautiful colours, this bird, and then this vibrant lady, rainbow ladies, and say either bird of rainbows.
That's lovely. Well done. Right, next one. Struggling to bring my grandfather into my daughter's name. I really like it when people are trying to do this. So thank you so much for emailing us into us.
Yeah, she didn't do it herself. She didn't bother herself, but she likes it when you do it.
I like to think other people are honouring family members.
There's no Bob or Dave in the Amy's family.
Hi, SJ and Amy. I listen to the podcast every week and trial the Instagram post daily. Thank you. I'm trying to find a name for my third baby and would love something to honour my late grandfather. His name was John and middle name Ansley. I've searched everything I can possibly think of with his name and meanings, etc., but nothing stands out. I have even tried the name in different languages, so I'm trying to find an alternative based on his interests or life in general. I like this idea. He grew up on a seaside town working in an amusement park, loved his home, and in particular the beach was known as White Rocks. I'm not sure if you'll be able to help me much based on this, but I'd love to hear your suggestions. Girls, names, please.
Can
I say Nessa, like Gavin and Stacey working at the amusement park?
I know, Nessa's I loved that he worked in the Seaside Town Amusement Park. It's basically like a small arcade with lots of like penny games, very, very traditional. And it just, you can almost picture him, can't you, working there. So I had a look, I've got some beautiful names. So I started looking at amusement park because it just is so traditional and beautiful. A name that I came up with, because she wants a girl name, is the name Jovi. spelt J-O-V-E-Y, because it's a beautiful mixture then of John and Ansley, which he was spelling A-N-S-L-E-Y, Jovi.
Ooh.
But it means joyful, which was
I love it.
So I was looking around names that means like amusement or joy, because that was the whole point of these kind of like adventure parks for children. So you couldn't really find anything nice that meant amusement, but I felt joyful, Jovi, brings in the two names as well. So if you're like, oh, John Ansley is the namesake for Jovi, it makes sense and the meaning really works. And I like it, it's a name.
I love how you've got to that. That really does it for me. That is like bang on brief. I think she'll really like that. That's lovely.
I think it's really nice. And it's actually the name of the girl in Elf, the movie. And I actually quite like the idea of her being called Jovi Park, because I like the name Park. I think it's really trendy and I think it's kind of like Lane or those cool word names. And then it kind of means like banks, all of those. And I think it actually sounds really beautiful. It's a middle spot for a Jovi. It might be too much for her, like a bit too literal, but I actually think Jovi Park to honor John Ansley, who worked at the amusement park with this Joy Park, is actually trendy. I'm going for it. So I had a couple of other ideas based around those, this beautiful White Rocks beach that he loved. And water is really special. You know, water actually does have a memory. So that people talk about it as a real place of remembrance, to go down to the water and remember a loved one. It's really special and it's nice. He's got these White Rocks beach and it would be a nice special place to take her daughter to. So a name that I loved as well, John and Avery. How about Genevieve, which means white wave, after White Rocks Beach? So it's like we're there to give him a wave, to be together with him. And I think, again, John and Avery, Genevieve, it's got similar sounds to it and the meaning of the White Rocks. And it's a name that we love. We've talked about it a lot.
Actually, it comes up quite a lot. Quite a lot of people suggest it and really like it. I love the name Genevieve, as my best friend's called it. But I think that meaning is just beautiful. That really works. Those are two really brilliant suggestions. I think she'll really like those.
And I've got a middle spot for Genevieve, because a name that I absolutely love. And do you know where I found this name was? I sent it to Zoe Sugg, because when I was when she was naming her little baby Otterly. And I found this name, which I loved, which is Callaway. So it's C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y, Callaway. And it means place of pebbles or white rocks. So I felt like with this beach being White Rocks, I thought she might like it because of Brighton, the pebbly beach, Callaway. But I think Genevieve Callaway, so it's the white wave and this place of these rocks, is really, really, really nice and works as a beautiful name.
I love it. Brilliant. Those are so good. Well done. Baby coming early. Hey, I was wondering if you could do a post for me. I'm due a baby boy in February, brother to our son Rory. But last week I was rushed into hospital with preeclampsia, and it now looks like the baby will be delivered at or before 28 weeks. We had been thinking of the name Rupert, but given everything that's happened, I would quite like to find a name that means strength, fighter, etc. Something to reflect the harder journey that this little one is going to have now that the circumstances have changed. Aww. Thank you. Oh, and just to add, my stepson is called Harley, so we just want to avoid another name ending in the EE sound.
Yeah, well, we're all thinking of you. I know preeclampsia is really, really tough. And thank you for reaching out. And I think that it's a nice positive thing to focus now on the name and what you're going to go with. So I have looked at your brief and then I found a couple of alternative ways of going at the same sort of idea. So I love a name that I love, which I think is similar vibes to Rupert, which for me is kind of like traditional but trendy at the same time. You could go with something like Benedict, which means blessed. So you're obviously going to be blessed with baby Benedict, but it's such a blessing when he's going to come out healthy. And I know you wanted something that meant strong, but I did think that Benedict, this feeling of gratitude that you're also wanting as well, meaning strengthens those, as in gets stronger, is the name Ezekiel. And
I love that.
Love this name. So it's about E-Z-E-K-I-E-L. And it means strengthens. So getting stronger. And I think it's like Enzo vibes, but it's Rupert with the length of it. And I just love the name. It's such a rare one. Mm. I think you've got, I think Rory and Ezekiel sound really cool together with Harley as well. So a beautiful name and the meaning is lovely. Connell, I really liked with Rory. Connell, means strong wolf. So a little bit different, but I think almost when you're holding your little baby and he kind of comes out, you know, and you think of him as this little sort of strong animal that's going to get strong and kind of run around one day. Connell, meaning strong wolf, is really nice. And it's quite popular at the moment after the guy from that Love program. What was it? Forgotten it now. The Netflix one. Yeah, you watched that show during lockdown. Normal People, Connell from Normal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's got a bit popular there. But the way I went with it, which is my favourite, is because this baby might be a preemie, a premature baby. I wonder if she might like the name Wren, W-R-E-N, like the bird. So she's got Rory and Wren then, because a wren is a very small but strong bird. So when you're holding your tiny baby, he might feel more like a little mini wren. But what's lovely is a wren is known for its very loud, joyful song. So he will raise his voice and just be super joyful. And there's a beautiful kind of legend in Ireland around birds and the wren in particular, because the wren is known as the king of birds. And the story goes, all the birds got together in this secret valley to discuss which of them should be the king. And then it was decided that the bird who flew the highest would take the crown. So the eagle soared up high, way above everyone else, only to discover that a little wren had ridden on his back and launched himself above at the last moment. So I felt this story of this baby who's kind of launching himself through and really being risen up on the strength of others and is going to jump up and become victorious right at the end after this big struggle that you've had with his beautiful loud voice, but a very delicate little baby. Might just be the story that feels like you want it, that really brings Wren into the world safely and with strength, standing on the strength of other people's shoulders, basically. So I thought that was a really beautiful name that you might like. Wow. And I thought it goes really nice with Rory. And just a lovely meaning for everyone else to know who's listening as well, who might be in the same situation.
And reflective of the mum, what a lovely story to have, like about your name. If your mum explained that to you, wouldn't that mean something really special? Like when my mum explained all those lovely meanings about Naomi to me, I knew. Long before this Urban Dictionary, and you know, it's always put me in good stead.
When she read that to you at night, she is beautiful inside and out. If you get one, hold on to her. Yeah, she would have gone on and written that.
Do you know what? That was really lovely. I love that meaning, SJ. Thanks so much for finding that out.
She wanted it to mean strong, but I feel like sometimes I've had messages from people who said they had a really almost like a strong name for their baby who came early, and they changed it because they felt so small and delicate and they almost didn't suit them such a big name anymore.
Yeah.
So she might have the same feeling if she has this big, bold name like Connell, strong as a wolf. She might go, actually, he's more like my inner strength, this little wren, this songbird. So we'll see. Me know, but I also think Rupert is lovely, like he might come out and you're like, actually I still love Rupert.
I do, and actually maybe you do need to pause for thought with the naming. It's like, listen to these names and take them on board and, you know, maybe think and play around with them, but maybe just lost your way a little bit because the circumstances have changed. Because this actually happened to my friend. I remember her ringing me, her baby was really prem, crying from the toilet in the hospital, just going, I look at him and I cannot see a name. I just see like a little, she said, he just looks like a little hairless chicken. And I was like, oh no. And they literally just could not come up with a name for ages because of that. And I think it is a shock. Like, I think we underestimate that we're going through something that we've never gone through before. Maybe with a bit of time to reflect, Rupert is his name. Just need to think about
maybe
it.
Rupert totally Wren
sounds
me.
Quite good. And we don't need to do a poll. It's not too much of a mouthful. It's lovely. Okay. We've got another one for you. Hi, SJ. I love your YouTube videos and it really helped with naming my son back in 2020. But we're here again and it's time. And this time we're really struggling. I already have 4 children. This is why she's used her names, bless her heart. Paynton, Xander, Macy and Reed John, or with Lee, L-E-I-G-H, or Lee, L-E, as a little name.
That's like basically you and Lee's name.
It's my Lee, with the Lee family. We're due little fifth baby in May, and we're unsure on the sex and the thing of not finding out. We're thinking of not finding out the sex, but we really want to have our names set for either way. Girls-wise, I absolutely love Lane, L-E-Y-N-E, or Navy, N-A-Y-V-E-E. Boys, I really like Cove. However, my husband is not a fan of any of those names, so we could really do with some ideas to fit well into our children's names, but not so over popular. Hope you can help and look forward to hearing your suggestions.
Thank you. This is from Charlotte Morley over on Insta, who we follow as well. So I love your names. I'm a bit jealous of the fifth baby.
I've got a few pairs.
I've done this in pairs. I thought you might enjoy this because I loved her names, and she really likes names that are like things and word names, which is really popular. So I've looked first into names that are connected to the birth month, so connected to May.
Great.
Which I always think is a really nice way of doing it if you're a bit stuck and you're just kind of like trying to find different ways in, basically. So the birthstone for girl, I've done boy girl for each. So for girls born in May, the birthstone of May is actually Emerald, which I really like. I don't know if she would be brave enough to use Emerald as a full name, but she might, because she's got quite brave names for the names she likes. And I think it actually sounds really beautiful because it has got Emma at the beginning and M as a nickname, which she can use. And the gem itself is known to symbolize fidelity and true love, which I just think is really lovely. I also like the fact that it's a color name. And she likes navy. Reed actually means red, which is her fourth baby. So there is that sort of colour link between the children. If she's not brave enough for Emerald, or if you're listening to this going, I'm not sure I would be, then you can go with the Spanish version, which is Esmeralda. And it's a tiny bit more wearable. Like obviously I've got Evelina, and I do love Esmeralda as well. I think it's really gorgeous. And then that could be an Esme as a nickname. But I think it's a really beautiful, and I think I feel like her names are brave, and sometimes you really want to go all out there. And Emerald Lee sounds really lovely. For boys, as a May baby, one of the birth flowers for the month of May for girls, the birth flower is Lily, which I thought maybe wasn't her style, Charlotte's style, but I love Hawthorn for a boy. So H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N, Hawthorn. So she likes these words as names, and the trees and the shrubs of the hawthorn are May trees because they bloom in that month. So it's also really lovely. You can go around on his birthday and start to see the hawthorn starting to bloom. And it's just a really cool, trendy nature word name that I feel like you could have with Paynton, Xander, Macy, Reed, John and Hawthorn. It does sort of
She's got quite cool names.
Yeah.
And it's quite strong. I find that quite a strong name. Like for me, there's no mistaking that's a boy's name. And exactly. I find it quite a strong name. And actually, when you just read all the names out in a row there, it just landed, I thought.
It does fit with them. And then I looked at five because I got a bit obsessed. She's having her fifth baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. And a name that I've always liked, which I thought she might like, because I was like, those names are quite long, like Esmeralda, Emerald. And she liked Lane and Navy. So she might like Quinn for a girl, which means five.
Oh, and I love that.
And that's quite trendy that you're the fifth. Your name's Quinn. Had to be, because five is quite an unusual number of children.
It is
a large family, and it's quite nice to be the fifth and the youngest, maybe the youngest, maybe not. Maybe I'll be here with your sixth baby. And then for boys, I liked a matching pair. Obviously, she's not going to have twins, but she have Quinn for a girl, meaning five. Maybe she will have twins. I'm obsessed with how many babies she's having. And then maybe for boys, it could be Quillo, which I love. So it's Q-U-I-L-O. Always loved this name. It's Greek. It's a Trojan war hero, and it means like war hero. And actually her boy names have all got really strong meanings, so they mean fighter, defender. So she likes this kind of where they've all got this link of quite strong meanings. But I think that Quillo is a really soft sounding name, like Cove, that she really likes.
It's lovely.
And she quite likes really these strong. She's got a Z in there with Xander. She's got the Bs with Cove and Navy that she likes but can't use. So I feel like Quillo, meaning that
Quinn and Quillo will look good for her. I think they'll be pleasing to her, that Q in the U, like you just said, a bit unusual.
Yeah, but
maybe
that's
that's unique enough for her.
Yeah, I think she's quite cool and wants quite a trendy name. And then I've done two wild cards, Naomi. So
yeah.
I don't know why they're wild cards, basically because they were just names that popped into my head. And I was like, I think she might like them because she likes navy and she's got reed. I got a bit into these colour names and I thought she might like the name Ochre for boy or girl. I see it as masculine, but I think it's feminine as well. It's spelled O-C-H-R-E and it's that beautiful mustard color that I've got everywhere.
Yeah,
in my house. Ochre. I think it's a really on trend color. It was on my name list I did on YouTube, which is like I can't remember, it's modern color names or something, and it had ochre on there and that was really beautiful. It got a lot of love and it sounds naturey, but it's actually a color and I feel like, yeah, Ochre Lee just sounds well cool.
Oh, it does.
Written down O-C-H-R-E. And then I was looking into her name meaning. So her surname is Morley, which is actually a place in Devon. And Paynton is also a place in Devon. I don't know if she knows about her Devon links, but when I was reading into it, and I just literally thought, do you know what name I like for her? Just because of her style, don't even worry about the Devon meanings, even though her family might trace back to Devon with her surname being Morley. And she's obviously chosen to give all the children Lee as a middle name. I don't know if that's after Morley, but I quite liked the idea of Devon as a first name for her.
Yes.
With her style. Yes. She liked Cove and she can't have it, but her husband might prefer Devon because even though it is a word name with that strong V, it's a little bit more wearable because it's known as a name. And also,
do you know what, when you just said that about Cove, it made me think, I wonder if she'll also like the names from the first Dilemma, Jovi and Genevieve, because they're kind of, I think that they could sit well with her as well. Oh, it's like we've doubled up all the names.
Oh, well, I think that's the thing, though. You can get a name idea from anywhere. And actually, this, the name video.
Even your sofa, Ochre.
Even my yellow sofa that I'm sat on, this Ochre sofa. Where did I get the inspiration? The painter downstairs literally painting the boy's name Ochre. The boy's bedroom. Not their names. And then this week's baby name list on YouTube, I should say, if you're not subscribed to me over on YouTube, you can find me SJ Strum for endless name lists, is new. It's called Next Level Nature and it's all nature words.
Wow.
Names that are unranked. Oh my God, it's such a beauty. So you can also, if you're thinking, oh, I love this style, go there. But hopefully she'll find something she loves there. And yeah, that is the end of the podcast dilemmas for this week. So I can't wait to hear
what names.
If you want to hear what the community are actually choosing and using from this podcast, then we have named 200 babies this year since the podcast started. They are all up on our highlights on Baby Name Envy, the Instagram. There's a highlights reel called Birth Announcements. And there's tons and tons of names there for inspo as well. And that's just our happy place. And I'll see you next week, Nay.
Yeah, see you next week. And if you Urban Dictionary your name and it's got a nice long meaning like mine, not like Sarah Jane's, Queen, do tag us in it and send it on a story. That'd be so funny to read them all.
Personally find Naomi on Instagram and leave her a long WhatsApp message reading the whole thing out while looking very smug and chuffed with yourself, like she just did to all of us.
Okay, Queen.
Okay, pleasantness. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.